Now, I insist that these are the usual, the normal things that happen from the abnormal premise. A, I did a mistaken act, which may be good, a good premise, and B, I am therefore no good as a human being, as a person, to doing this kind of an act. Now, other disadvantages also ensue, other than these four major ones that I've just named. For one thing, if you say, A, I did wrongly, and B, I am no good for doing wrong, you inevitably must start bowing low to some external authority. Because if you're no good for doing wrongly, then you need some state, some judge, some god, or some other external authority to pat you on the head and say, yes, my boy, you did wrongly, but if you'll only bow low to me and go through the nice little rituals of our religion or our group, we will excuse this wrong. And what happens is severe dependency, which we call religiosity, or by various other names, devotion to a state, patriotism sometimes, and so on. Whenever you feel that you're no good for doing an act, you're going to almost inevitably start bowing low. And because of this, as I said in a paper to the American Psychological Association several months ago, because of the perniciousness of this view that if you do wrong, you're no good, and therefore, quite logically from this false premise, you should bow low and get expiation, I would say the opposite of what Voltaire said. He said, as you may remember, if there were not a God, it would be necessary to invent him in order to keep people morally in line. And I say the opposite. If there were a God, it would be necessary to uninvent him in order to keep people in good mental health. Because they will just start bowing low to this kind of a deity or any great authority, whether it be a Hitlerian state or some other form of nationalism or religion. To me, they're both pretty synonymous. And you have a maimed human being who doesn't stand on his own two feet and live his own life. Then if you have this attitude again of wrongdoing leading to self-blame, self-excoriation, you go in for self-sacrifice and other forms of dependency. You sacrifice yourself for others. What I call Florence Nightingaleism, which is one of the greatest successes of our age. You don't do things because you really want to do it, but somebody won't love you. Somebody, again, won't expiate your sins and drag you out of your state of lousehood unless you bow down to them. So you go and sacrifice the one life you only have, as far as we know, for other human beings who presumably, by their acceptance, are going to expiate your guilt, sin, self-blame. Then again, if you start focusing, as I said somewhat before, on your past delinquencies, I did wrong, how could I have done this, oh my God, isn't this awful, what a louse I am, you're going to be unable, on purely psychological grounds, to do the one thing that you have to do to get over this, and that is, I did wrongly, therefore, how do I look objectively at what I did and not do it again? This requires a very objective, sane focus. And as long as you're blaming yourself, you can't do two things at once. You'll never get to that focus. You'll always be saying and looking at the past, and you won't ever change. It's almost impossible, and this is why virtually nobody rehabilitates himself in prison and so on, if we succeed in really making him feel that he has done wrong and he is no good for so doing. And finally, I'll just mention another extreme disadvantage of this notion of sin, guilt, self-blame, which it really all is. And that is that once you start blaming yourself, you become so anxious that you will do the thing again and have to blame yourself some more, then do it again and have to blame yourself still more, that you literally can't think straight. Because you're now overwhelmed with anxiety. And in this super anxious state, you have practically zero chance of ever saying, now look, why did I do this wrongly? What can I do next time not to commit the same error? And so forth. And because of this lack of thinking straight, you'll just never get anywhere else. Now, these are some, briefly, of the major difficulties and insanities of the basic premise, A, this was a wrong act, and therefore, B, I am a wrong human being, a louse, a no-goodnik for doing it.